The original light, the original seed, hallelujah, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light, the original seed. Contributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are is up for. Praise the Lord for the original life, the original life, hallelujah, the original seed, the original word is what I believe, what I believe. The Son of Man, oh, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original life, the original seed. We love the Word made flesh today. This is what the Scripture said. The world seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are the anointed and inspired by our God, who is the original life, the original life, the original sin, the original word. What I believe, the Son of Man, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light, the original seed. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. Sweet victory is ours, who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's the original life. Hallelujah, the original life, the original seed. The original word is what I believe. The Son of Man, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light, the original seed. I hold on to adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. True jubilee has sounded, when we hallelujah to our God, who's the original light, the original light, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled. Oh, the original sin.
We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's straight away open our Bible to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 2. We read the 11th first verse. Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the day of Herod the king, behold, there come wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for that it is written by the prophet, 'Thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he has had privily called the wise men and queried of them diligently what time the star appeared, and he said them to Bethlehem, and they said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasure, they presented unto him gift, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." Amen. Let all enter to a time of prayer. Dieu notre Père, toi le grand créateur du ciel et de la terre, encore une fois.
Que toi tu puisses être avec Dieu, que toi tu puisses nous conduire et se manifester à nous dans les noms puissants de ton Fils Jésus-Christ, celui qui vit au sein de l'Éternel, que ta voix s'y prie. Amen.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, once again we come tonight before thy presence to thank you for giving us a privilege to be here tonight. Many people have a desire, but the privilege was never given unto them, Father. Being here is not a chance, it's not by coincidence. These things were pre-planned before even we could be here on earth. That's why we thank you for the fulfillment of the scripture that says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I shall be in their midst," Father. Amen. We didn't gather here in another man's sake, Father. We gather here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we invite you, you the unseen guest, that you shall come among us, Father. That this meeting without thee is in vain, Father. We don't want just to come here to meet with one another, but we want to come here to meet with thee, Father. That's why we left our home, our occupation, Father. Everything that was dear to us is to come to speak with thee, Father. That you shall speak to us in return, Father. That's why I ask you to visit us, all of us, every soul that is present in this place, Father, should be filled with thy Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, that we shall have liberty of the Spirit, Father, because where your Spirit is, there's a liberty, Father. We want to worship you, to give praise and glory unto thee, Father, and we ask you once again, Father, if there's anything that could hinder your presence among us, we want to put it now under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, that we shall be acceptable before thee, Father. Our brethren who are not able to make it tonight, you know the reason. We commend them at thy hand, Father. Sisters, Father, you know what is in the heart of thy people, Father. You the only one who can deal with the heart of the people, Father. The word can be preached, the word of consolation can go forth, Father. But you only the one who can deal with the inside of man, Father. That's why we ask you that you shall deal faithful to their souls, Father. Those who are in need, we bring them unto thy hand, Father. Tonight, I want also to remember my wife at thy hand as she's expecting any time from now, Father, that you shall be with her, Father. You shall grant her a safe delivery and glory, honor will be given unto thee, Father. We want to remember our pastor, Father, that you shall be with him. You shall bless him and bless the effort that he's doing, coming each time here, Father, to minister thy gospel, Father, to us, and something that always you fortify us, Father. We thank you for that, Father. Bless his investment, Father, because we know that he's doing for your kingdom's sake, not for the kingdom of man, Father. And there's a reward for it, because your word says even a little glass of water is given until one of the least of your children, Father. There's a reward for it, Father. And we believe that each time when we come here, there's a reward for us, Father. Bless us tonight and bless the reading of thy word. We commit everything at thy hand in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
You maybe have a seat. Just a few announcements. We want to have a service this Friday. We will have two of them on Sunday and one on the Christmas Day, which will be Tuesday. I hope it will be Tuesday. That all that if someone else that didn't come, you can pass the message to it. This is a very good scripture that we read tonight. Maybe you never look it to it in the angle that we're going to look tonight, but it's a powerful scripture. At the same time, it was a prayer for Christmas Day, yeah? Normal time in the morning. Yeah. No. This scripture is a very good scripture, and it's a powerful scripture that it holds all our destiny, your destiny and my destiny. Everything in this world is best to this scripture to be fulfilled. And we know that the prophecy was given. To give you a background, let's go to the book of Numbers. Book of Numbers. And then see that this scripture, the wise men, before they could see this scripture being fulfilled, they must read somewhere. And they have a look at the condition, the things that was happening that time, and they could see that something is fixing to happen. Something was moved inside of their hearts, and they start reading the scripture. And they start looking at the sky and see exactly what must happen. Because it wasn't given exactly the time that Jesus will be born. That was his first coming. And the second coming is the same thing. But the sign, the event that is taking place, is telling us that it's drawing near. The things that is happening is showing that something is fixing to happen. And these people also the same thing. The prophet say it must be something that was happening. And they start now looking at the sky in a different way. They want to see the manifestation of the scripture. And we know the scripture very well. Now, Numbers 24, it was the prophecy of Balaam. He prophesies number 24 from verses 17 up to 18. And I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not now. There shall come a star out of Jacob. A spectre shall rise out of Israel. And he shall smite the corner of Moab and destroy all the children of Seth. And Edom shall be a possession. Sarah also shall be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly. Now we see that a prophecy here that is being fulfilled in Matthew chapter 2 is the prophecy of Balaam, that he saw that a star was rising out of the house of Jacob. Something is coming to give a liberty. And you find that in Isaiah 14 is the same thing that is spoken there, that the Lord God shall give you a virgin shall conceive, and she shall bear a son. And it was a great prophecy that these guys, when they're looking at it, they look in a different way like the rest of the people. And let me read something from the prophet. The prophet here in 1955, leading of the spirit, and he says, they watched the stars in every city, and not one of them ever saw it. And the magi follow it all the way from India, plumb into Palestine. Why did not they see it? The reason people cannot see the glorious things of God today, they are not looking for them. That is the reason. It is only given to those who are looking for it. Those Magi has watched Balaam's prophecy when he said, "There shall be a star rise out of Jacob." And they knew it, the way things was happening up. It was time for it to happen. And you can tell, amen. Now the prophet was explaining the way they see things happening. And they knew that this prophecy must be fulfilled now. Something must happen because things are not the same anymore. Things are pushing to a certain level that we can see that this prophecy now of Balaam must be fulfilled. And in our time, it's the same thing. The prophecy of his second coming, we can see that all around there's a flashing red light of his coming. We can tell that the prophet is about to be fulfilled. Because the event that is taking place, the economic condition, the scene that is happening, the homosexual, and everything that is happening, you can tell that there is something that is fixing to happen. Now, they were able to see it because they were under expectation. That's what makes them to see the scripture. If you are under expectation, you will be able to receive something. But even coming to church, if you just come because of it, it's a duty, you will not receive nothing. But if you come expecting, you will see God there. Because these people were able to see God. They were able to see this star that nobody else could see it. But they see something. And they were moved inside of their heart. They knew that this scripture is a jubilee year for us. For this scripture to be fulfilled, it is something special is taking place for human being. Because if you trust through and you see where they are coming from, they were coming from Babylon. And Babylon, the prophet tells us, it means confusion. They were coming from a place where there was a lot of idol worship, lot of different kind of religion. And they were chosen by God that they be able to see the star rising. They see able to follow it and get where Jesus was. They were a privileged people. They may look nothing to the people of the world, but they were privileged people. To be able to see the scripture being fulfilled in their time, it wasn't something easy. Because as we read from the book of Matthew chapter 2, we found that even the greatest city, Jerusalem, there's nobody know about the star. There's nobody know about the event that was taking place. The great event that we found in the book of Revelation chapter 5, John was crying there. And was wanting this scripture to be fulfilled. John was crying because he could look through all the world. And he could look, there's nobody that was find worthy to open the book and read it. Now when they see the wise men, saw this scripture being fulfilled, and they get the picture of everything. They say, we are waiting for this scripture. All the human being is waiting for this scripture. The title deed that Adam lost in the Garden of Eden can only be given back to the human being when this scripture is fulfilled. It was something that was very important for them and to you and I. Because without this Matthew chapter 2, nothing could happen to you and I. We could not be here worshiping God. We will be under our old king, our old master, the one who holds us in bondage of sin. Because this scripture, it brought liberty to your life and to my life. This scripture is changed everything in our life. It brought something new. It changed us from death to life. And they were expecting this scripture with all their hearts. They wanted it because they found themselves unworthy. They say, who can make us free from the way of sin? Grace must do something. And the prophet says, when the grace was projected, it created a savior. Amen. A savior came now to save someone that was dying, you and I. That we were dying in sin and trespass. And we were all waiting to see this scripture being fulfilled. Because God himself shall come, and you shall call him Emmanuel, God among the people. And they were looking at this scripture. That's something that was very important. And at the same time, you find that there was also people, an old man and an old lady in Israel, in Jerusalem, were waiting for the same scripture. It is a scripture that is very important, because Simeon, he was waiting for this scripture. He was waiting for this scripture to be fulfilled, because he was given a promise that he shall not die without seeing the Messiah. Now, he was waiting for it. But when he maybe heard that something is moving somewhere, the event that is taking place, it's going to the fulfillment of the prophecy. And he could read somewhere and say that the way I'm feeling this day is not anymore the same. When I come first to this message, things never feel the same way as I felt today. There's something that is taking place. All the event that is happening in this world is not happening by chance. This thing is not a coincidence. It's something is fixing to happen. Let me put my eyes now on the scripture and study the scripture. And the prophet said they read the scripture. They said it day and night. And they look at the prophecy of Balaam. They say, this is the prophet of this day. This scripture must be fulfilled. And now they have to come out of Babylon. And how they're going to come out of Babylon? Because they don't know where the event is taking place. And a star has to take them out of Babylon and bring them where the child was. And the prophet say, a star is an angel, is a messenger, that God has to send a messenger to you and I, and to take us out of Babylon. That God has to send someone, has to send the voice of the seventh angel, and to take us out of Babylon, that we should not take part of their sin. Now you see that something special happened. It's a great scripture in the Bible that lay with your destiny and my destiny. Something that must be fulfilled. That there's nothing else can make you free without this prophecy be fulfilled. That for you to be free from sin, this prophecy must be fulfilled. There's nothing else has the power to set you free except the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was a transition now. There was a change. That madman must stop now for offering lamb each time when he sinned. And it's costly. It's a lot of money that every year, if you think about your sin, if I think about my sin, that every time when we do wrong, we have to take the lamb and go with it. It's not something easy. Now the people, they knew that with this fulfillment of the prophecy, something going to happen special to the human being. And something that is going to happen to the human being that will change everything forever. Now they were waiting for it. And they see the scripture being fulfilled. And when they see the scripture, they were moved by an angel. They were moved by a star. And the prophet said, once the star appeared, and there was a multitude of stars in heaven, but there was one star that could be able to strike inside of their heart, and they can be moved by it. And they know that this star is different from the remaining of them. It's not the same as them. The same way as the angels. When they come, God send a messenger. And he send one of the messengers that you know that this one will point me to Christ. This one will bring me to my destination. This is something special with this one. Because if you go look even now, when it's dark, you look in heaven, you find many stars. But how these people were able to make the difference between stars, that these stars will lead us where the child is. There was something that God himself, before the foundation of the world, has deposited inside of their heart. That when they become in contact with that particular star, something will start moving inside of their life. Now, a messenger came now with a word to lead them where Christ was. And the prophet says now, in our life, we always need a guide. In the road that we never been there before, we always need a guide. Even when we were a baby, we need someone to show us how to walk, how to make the first step. Because they never traveled that road before. They never went where the baby was before. Now they need someone to lead them up there. Even the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he told his disciples in John chapter 16, he told them, I must send you a guide that will lead you to all the truth. And we know the scripture in the Bible, it has a double meaning. And the guide means the Holy Spirit, and they also mean the angel of this age that we are living in. Now, something that God sent to lead his people to the destination. If you take, for example, when the Hebrew children were coming out of Egypt, God sent them an angel. At the same time, they have Moses also as a leader. That the angel of God has to go before them and bring them to the promised land. That something must happen because they never went that road before. Someone has to guide them. And the prophet says, even when you go to Canada, you go to different places visiting, you must have a guide. Now, if you don't have a guide, when you go to a different place, you will get lost. And we know, as Brother George Martin says, this kingdom that we are living in, it's a stolen kingdom. You can see that man always knows that he needs a guide. Amen. To go in a road that he never knew before, he needs a guide. Amen. And by the time they brought now the GPS to our hand, we can understand that even spiritually speaking, if you never traveled that road before, you need a guide. Amen. Because if you never went to Belfast before, you will need a GPS. And those are copies. They know that the Holy Spirit must lead the man. And they make a GPS that now the GPS can lead the man to a road that he never went before. And if you put it right and you follow the GPS, you will get to the destination. But if you don't follow it, you think that you know, you will get lost. Or you'll be wandering somewhere and start making call. Ah, Brother George, can you help me at this place? But you don't need me to help you. Do you have a GPS? Say yes. Follow what the GPS says. You will get to the destination. Now the mind, the wise men, they have a GPS, the greater one, that God himself has ordained to lead them where the young child was. Where the young child was, they never been there before. They never traveled that road before. What they need to follow is to follow God's GPS. It's to follow the compass of God, because God knew that these people, despite that the prophecy is fulfilled now, but they never been there before. I must provide a way for them to get where the young child is. Amen. Now, God has provided a way for you and I to get to our promise. God has provided everything. He has his way that he has provided for you to get out of the condition you are and me to get out of the condition that am I. Now, God for salvation, he provided a way for us to get salvation. And that way is by the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting him as a sacrifice that God made for sin. Now, that's the way you get salvation. And out of that way, there's no salvation. Because not by power or not by mighty, but by my spirit, say the Lord. Now, he said that God always provides things before even the event could happen. Even you and I were born, the scripture tells us that the lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. Which it means that God knew everything. He knew that you're going to sin. And he knew that I will sin. But we will need a way to go back to him. And the only way that we can go back to him is God to come a kinsman redeemer to you and I. That God become a redeemer to you and I. Because you and I, there's nobody that can save one another. Because you and I are sinners. Even the great man of God, Paul, if you read the book of Romans, it's something that strikes him once. And Paul says, the good that I want to do, I can't do it. The evil that I hate, I do it. And showing that man is on the way is a failure. You can't do anything by yourself. You can't boast that me, I'm better than the other one. No. The one who is better is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can change the Adamic nature that we are born with it. And the only one that can change the condition of your soul and the condition of my soul. We can't change it in our own. We don't have the power. If we had the power, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ is in vain. And we're supposed to die because the wages of sin is death. But the reason we didn't die, because we follow God to provide the way. That's the reason you and I could find ourselves here tonight and be able to worship, because the King of the Jew, the Lord of salvation, has made his scripture to be fulfilled. A provided way was made for you and I. That's why they come, they say, where is he, the King of the Jew? Because we have come to worship him. But they went now to the wrong place. They went to the wrong guy, where they could not show them where the King of the Jews, because only the star that can lead them where the baby was. Because it was God provided the way to lead them where Christ was. And remember the prophet in the spoken word, beyond the curtain of time, when the prophet there went there and they were telling the prophet, he said, our precious brother, if you didn't come, we will not be here.
Amen.
Now that was God's messenger. That was God's way to bring people to Christ. That God's way that he ordained in this time, that to bring the people to the destination. And when the prophet went beyond the curtain of time, the prophet, when he get there, the people were screaming. And the prophet said, I could not understand why they were telling me that way. That our precious brother, if you didn't come, we will not be here.
Amen.
Now someone must show you the road. It's always someone has to show you the road, how to get to the destination. That's why God has to send his prophet to bring us where Christ is. Now he has to send him, to send to us a messenger, someone that is selected by God himself, that will be able to do the job and bring you to the destination. Now the prophet says now, humanly speaking, if you have to choose a guide, you can't choose a guide. It's the state, the government, that will select a man. Because they know that the man is qualified to do this job. And the man has all the ability. He knows the way. Even tonight, even to dark, even the weather is bad, he will be able to bring the people out of the place where they are. Now, it must be a man that is selected by God. It's a watchman. It's someone that knows that when the danger is coming, he can tell that these things will happen and these things will happen. Because God will show him the things ahead, even the things will happen. It's not the same thing with our time. When we read the message of the hour, when we read the event made clearly by prophecy, we can see exactly that the things the prophet spoke before, they are happening now. We took like simple scriptures, simple things that we know from the message, that God could bring the prophet from 1961, 1959, and show them things that will be in present tense in our time. That you and I, when we will be able to read, and we will see that hey, these things are happening. The prophet could be able to prophesy that American is living in tax that will be paid in 40 years' time. Now, all these things, you and I are just discover it when this economic crisis arises and we start seeing it. But the message believer, we know that the prophet already prophesied all these things. Now, there is something with this wise man. They were chosen by God. To the people of the world, they mean like nothing. But they were God chosen. God chose them and to reveal himself to their life. Amen. It's like you and I, when God bypassed all the big people of this world and choose you and I to be able to believe this message of the hour and to see all the prophecy of the Bible being fulfilled. When the world are thinking what to do next, and you and I know exactly that these things that are happening because the scripture has spoken, it must happen this way. Now, these people, they were able. Many people out there in Catholic Church, many denominational church, Presbyterian church, they can read the same scripture that you and I read, and they will not understand it. They will read Malachi 4. They will never understand it at all. They will read Revelation 10. They will not understand it. But there was a group of the wise men that when they read the scripture of Balaam, and they could be able now to look at in heaven, and they see the scripture being fulfilled. And they moved with it. Once they saw the star, they left everything behind. They said, this is a jubilee year. We must now move. We can't stop anymore. Something is happening now. We must follow this star. And we have full trust that we will get to the destination if we follow this star. But the amazing thing is that they started very well. When they started well, they start following the star. And they find somehow in Jerusalem where they supposed not to be. Because the star will never show them that he's born there in Jerusalem. The scripture will not be fulfilled that way. Because everything must be fulfilled in the letter. The word of God must be fulfilled. And they started, it was by God's grace. It's not by their own way. Because the prophet said there was a multitude of people at that time. There was also other wise men. But they were not able to see the scripture the same way this one saw it. They were not able to see the star. And something amazing, you don't follow the crowd. When God reveals something to you, you follow what God revealed to you. When God revealed the message of the hour to us, we follow what God revealed to us. Because imagine that when Paul were coming in the road of Damascus, Paul was able to see the pillar of fire. But the people that was around him could not see it. The Bible doesn't give any record that the people was around him saw it. But Paul was able to see it. And you can see things that in this world, we can see things that other people doesn't see it.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that these things are wrong. No. It doesn't mean that if the multitude can't see it, it means that we are wrong. No, no such thing. We can see even the time of Noah, there was just a few people, a handful of the people that could see, able, could be able to believe in the message of Noah. That could be able to see that it's going to rain one day. And something surprising, even some animal were able to know that God is moving, that something is fixing to happen. But the human being, the scientists, the world, they were not able to see it. It's the same thing like you, my time and your time. We can believe so much in these things. When we tell the people of the world, they will call it foolish. They will not believe at all. It doesn't mean if they can't believe it. If the majority doesn't believe it, it means that there's something wrong. No, everything is perfect because the scripture must be fulfilled. The call is individual. And God, the way he called the wise men, is the same way that he called you and I. Because he called us out of Babylon. And to call us to go where? And to bring us where the king of the Jew is. And to bring us where? To our promised land. To the message of the hour. The place where we can feel confidence. Where we can give our gift. And people will ask themselves, what happened with this God? Why he could not choose those big cities? Why this little city? Insignificant place. Someone that has no reputation. Is not even of the family of the queen. Is not even the family of the president. He's just nobody. He just come from nowhere. How can this person make it such a claim that God has chosen me? I will tell you the same thing like Bethlehem. Bethlehem could make the great claim that from me will come the ruler of all the world. The ruler of the Jew and the savior of everybody will come out of me, Bethlehem. It's the same thing like you and I. We could be puffed up. We could say that, no, me, I was chosen by God.
Amen.
Because the word of God showed us that we were chosen. And the people, the big people of this world, God always bypass it. Because Jesus himself, he said that in Matthew.
Amen.
That he has bypassed the big people, and he has revealed these things to babies. The prophet said, people who has even no education, people who has not a great theology diploma or something, but God bypassed all these people that went to study God. But you can't study God. God must reveal himself unto you. That the only way that you can understand, God must reveal himself unto you. That you will find that if you look at the people of the Bible, people like Abraham, you look at Abraham, for example. He was nobody. God chose him out of Babylon again. Out of the condition they were there from Babel, which means Babylon. God called him from his father's house. And we see Abraham in his life as the pastor preaching on Sunday. It was just a calling of grace.
Amen.
It was a message of grace. There's nothing to qualify Abraham. By the time you read in Hebrews chapter 11, you can't believe that the Bible is the truth. Because there they speak all the good things about Abraham.
There's nothing wrong about Abraham there. And look at how many things that Abraham did it. Because it was the grace of God that no man should say that me, I'm better than the other. Abraham could look at his own failure. He said, but if it wasn't God, I could not be able to hear. I was able even to listen to my wife and to make a big disaster that caused the trouble up today. The children of Ishmael, the people of rebellion, the people of hatred, and those things, it was because Abraham listened to his wife. But God never put any charge to Abraham because of that. They call Abraham a faithful servant of God. When God looked down to you and I, because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will see you pure as the gold. Pure. God will not see any sin in you. Because why? Because of his grace. Because you have accepted his provided way. And Abraham was justified, not because of his own good, because of God's grace to Abraham's life. That God blot out all his wrong and all his mistake. God blot all them out. And we can see that Abraham became a hero. But how Abraham became a hero? If you read Genesis with the human eyes, you will find many mistakes of Abraham. But it was the grace of God. It was a grace unmerited to favor that God chose him, not by his own work, because he felt he didn't listen to God. He went to Egypt twice, and what he did with his Hagar and all these things, it's a record showing that man can't keep the covenant. It must be God himself. That's why God made an unconditional covenant with Abraham. That the same covenant that God made with you and I by sending his begotten son, Christ, that he shall die for you and I. That is unconditional. Now he sent him now. God provide a way to get to the destination. You must come after God provide the way. God never changed. Even Deuteronomy 16, he tell us the same thing. God tell Hebrew children that if you want to make the past over, you must make it at the place where I have chosen to place my name. It's not you choosing. It's not me choosing. It's God that chooses his way. And the prophet said, God can only respect his own way, not your way, not my way. That God only respects his way. Now, these people, they knew that this scripture of today must be fulfilled. This is a great portion of the scripture. This is something that every human being is waiting for. It's something that people are waiting for. They wait for years and years. Many prophecies of the Bible, it leaked to this scripture that the young man must be born, that God must become a man, that you and I can be redeemed. And once they see the scripture being fulfilled, they follow the star. They start walking. They come out of Babylon. But somehow, maybe because the journey was taking long, they start now being tired. They start now letting the bar down. And they find themselves in Jerusalem. The prophet said, at a confusion of place where they could not find themselves. And they start asking now Herod, he said, where is he, the king of the Jews? But the man has no idea where the king of the Jews is. The man has no idea because he was thinking that himself is the king. There's no other king. But now he must change. Things have to change now. The real king came now. The real one that has salvation. The real one that has to make the people free has come now. Things must change. But the people were completely no idea of what was happening. No idea of what was taking place now. And he bring the priest and the scribes and start to asking them when the event supposed to take place. But it was too late. The event surprised them, but it didn't surprise the wise men. Amen. The event will surprise the people of this world, but the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ will not be surprised. Amen. You and I, we will not be surprised. It will surprise people at work. It will surprise people in our college. But you and I, we will never be surprised. Because God has already unveiled himself to us. It's a great privilege, friend. Amen. As Brother George was telling, I can hear him speaking when I was in the office about the investments. That's why you can see that everything you do for God, you should not regret at all. Amen. you are storing something precious in heaven. There will be a reward for it in this earth and in the coming world. You are not making a mistake. You are not doing a bad sacrifice. No. To come to church, you are doing the right things. Because God says that as you see the day approaching, the Bible says, you should not forsake the assembling of one another. And being here tonight, it is something good. You are investing for the kingdom of God. And there will be a reward for it. Now, these people, they let everything aside. And they say, now, because the star appeared, and we want to follow the star. We want to get to the destination. And they didn't come just empty hand. They come with something genuine. They come with respect, because they knew that they were going to meet the King of the King. They were well prepared. They didn't come in a rush. They didn't say that, I forget my Bible. No. They well prepared. They have everything with them. They knew that, no, today is Wednesday. I must prepare myself. I must be in prayer. I must go and worship the King of the King. Because the purpose of them coming is that they come with a gift. Not just to give the gift, but to worship him. Amen. When we come here, it's to worship the King of the King. And we come prepared. We come all out, the day was a prayer day. We put our sin under the blood. We don't come in our own merit. We come because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lamb. Say, now I come to worship you. Now, and it will be acceptable by God. Because their attitude, the approach, the motive inside of their heart, coming to church, not to see a fault. No, they didn't come to see a fault. They come to worship him. They come to church with one motive. But when you come to church to see a fault, the prophet said you will see many of it. You will see many of it. But it depends what you are expecting to see. If you are expecting to see Jesus, you will not see Brother Francois, you will see Jesus there. But if you are coming to see a fault, you will see the man there. You will never see Jesus. Even everybody will be able to see it. You will not see it. It will be the same thing like the wise man. The wise man was able to see it, but other people could not see it. The prophet said, why? Because they were not in the spirit of expectation. They were not looking to see it. They were not expecting to see it. But if you are coming expecting to see Christ, you will see Christ anyhow. No matter who stands behind the prophet, the pulpit, you will be able to see Christ. Because your motive is to come to see Christ. You must meet with him. Because those who seek him must meet with him. That is the word of God himself. Now they came now. They brought their things. They say now, as the prophet said, once they left Jerusalem now, the star appeared again to them. Once they left the wrong place they went in there. A backslidden and they went there. But now, the prophet, he says, the star never left them. They left the star. And they have to come back where the star was able to lead them to the promised land. Amen. Where the star was able to bring them where the child was. Because Christ is our promised land. Christ is our heritage. That's where we must get there. Now he has to lead them there. He has to lead them because they never traveled there before. And they start to ask even the people who has no idea of it. You must ask the right person that can lead you where the Christ is. Imagine this time. If you want to ask the people in the denomination church of what's happening now, you get lost. You will not know anything about it. You go to Catholic church and ask them about what Christ is doing at the moment. They will get lost. They will give even the book that will make you better lost. You will not understand anything about it. You will not understand even the language that the people speak. When the people will be speaking about the seven seals, you think, what these guys, what they are talking about? Because their language is totally different from them. Many times I spoke to my uncle. When I started speaking about him, about the seven seals, the adoption, those things, he doesn't understand the matter. But he goes to a church like we come here. But the reason why he can't understand, because he's not following the star. If he is following the star, he will understand the thing. That's why it is so important that you must follow. God provide the way. Not man provide the way. Man, they come with their own way. Why? They want to bring man to themselves, not to Christ. But if you follow the star never point the people to himself. The star never tell the people that is better than other people. No, the prophet never said to the people that is better than others. He never criticized other people. He never minimized other people. He always pointed the people to Christ. Amen. But if you follow someone, that will point you to himself. Because of his gift, his things, you are following the wrong man. You must follow the star. Because only the star that can lead you where Christ is. Amen. But it's so important that you follow. God provide the way. And now the prophet says we are under Joshua commission. And that is the star, the north star. God compass, which is the Holy Spirit that the Lord has sent to us, the comfort that will lead us where Christ is. Now, when they come well prepared. They come well prepared. They knew that we're going to meet the king. We can't go empty hand. We must go with something. And they took frankincense. What they took mirror. And they took the gold. And the prophet said gold was speaking about his kingdom. Because him being a king, gold speaking about the crown. That's the one that is worthy of the crown. That's why they come with it. They know that we are going to someone that is special. We are going to not anybody. Not the way they think, just a baby. No, this we are going to a king. We are not going just to see any baby like other babies. There's something special. There's something different from this young child. That we're gonna see. He is the king. Despite how young he was. But those people, they have respect to what God has put in that man. Amen. They knew that let's look beyond the vessel. There's something special with this man. And the prophet said, even if you do not respect a man, respect his office. Because he's standing there for God. Now, that the way things happen. They could look at the young child. They say, this is a small boy. Why do we have to give gift? But they didn't look at his age. They look at the office that he holds in the kingdom of God. When they look at that office, they give full respect to it, like a big man. But yet, the prophet said they found him 2 years old. Imagine that the great people, the old man, were giving gift to a 2 years old boy. But they knew, they have the understanding. They say we look beyond the vessel. We look beyond what a human being look. Because this man has a great office. Even if we can't respect him, let's respect his office. Because it was God that appointed him to be a savior. We must respect him. Because God that appointed him to be a ruler of the Jew. And they went and give you all the gift. Because they know that this gift, there's nobody on earth can get them except himself. Because he's the worthy of it. He's the one that must be crowned. It's this princess, the prophet said, speaking about his sacrifice. That is the only sacrifice that can be accepted before God. Amen. That's why John was crying. He said he cried, he wept. The prophet said he wept. He could see that the whole human being were put at a cow. There's nobody that will be able to stand if the book's still open. The title deed is still open. Adam has already lost the power. There's no power anymore. The title deed is not anymore in the hand of the Son of God. And it has to go back to the hand of the Son of God. How is it going to go back there? Because there's nobody found worthy. All the priest, all the pope, there's nobody is able to do the work of salvation. Hallelujah. There's nobody to do the work of redemption now. It took God to become a man now. Now when the wise men saw it, the scripture being fulfilled, I think they understood this scripture to be fulfilled. They understood that this man, this young child, is not that a boy like the other boy. He's mighty in power. He has something special. He has a great office to be fulfilled. That we all rely upon that office. Amen. If that office is not made known, we will not be saved. And they have the understanding. And once someone has the understanding and has the revelation of God, you can see it reflect inside of his life. You can't say that you know, you have the revelation and not reflect inside of your life. As the pastor was preaching on Sunday, and you can't even respect the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have the revelation, you know that these are not just ordinary people. They are body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your attitude will show. Your behavior toward the children of God will show exactly that you have the revelation of it.
Amen.
It must be reflect, because these people, even the gift they come with it, it show that they have the revelation who Jesus Christ was. If you have the revelation, what is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ? That you and I, we are the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Despite our failing, despite our mistake, we'll respect one another more than before. Because you know that this is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And once you have it inside of your life, you have that revelation, you'll be able to discern the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be able to stay a bit quiet for the things of the kingdom of God. Because you have something inside of you, it must be reflected. Because the prophet says, the act speak louder than our word. The act speak louder than our word. It speak louder. The way we do things, it speak louder than our word. It tell better the way we esteem one another. The way we do things, it speak louder than our word. Because Yeshua saying that these people, their act speak louder than their word. The things that they come to offer as a gift, it speak better than their word. It speak better than their word. You can see by their gift, you can tell that these people understood who Jesus Christ was. Because they bring perfectly everything that need for his life, everything that need for his burial. They bring the perfect gift. Everything could say that these people, they have something inside of them. You can see that they have a revelation. They are not quickly provoked. They have something inside of them that can reflect the life of Christ in them. And that thing, you can't tell the prophecy. You can't tell. Your acts will show exactly if you have the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ or not. Because you may claim the revelation, but you speak other things. It's different. It's different. Because himself, God inside of Jesus Christ, God full manifest in the flesh, he was able to pray even for his enemy. Now you can see that exactly. There is something there. He was able, they call him a friend of sinners. You see that there was something inside of Jesus Christ. If that same thing is inside of you, it must do the same thing. You have to produce the fruit of the Spirit. Because that things, if it's reality inside of our life, our way of doing things must change. Our behavior must change. Our attitude toward the church order must change. Because these people, the gift they bring to the house of God, it shows exactly that they have the revelation.
Amen.
The gift speak better than anything that could tell to the people. And the people could see now, even Joseph and Mary, they could be amazed. They say, but the angel only spoke to us. Mary, see, the angel spoke first to me. And the angel came and convinced Joseph. And me and Joseph knows who this child is. But once you have the revelation, like Simeon, when they bring the child, the prophet said it will be millions of the children at that day. Maybe 10,000 of them. They came now on the eighth day. All the male child to be circumcised, because the requirement was made that way. According to the sign that God gave to Abraham, that all the male child must be circumcised on the eighth day. So the prophet said, at that time when they come with it, Simeon was there, one of the priests. He was there like others. And they see they come. And something inside of him come and say, no, this baby is different. This baby is the one that the promise was given unto. You see that his act was showing that the man has the revelation. And he didn't guess And he went to the baby. And he said, Lord, let your servant depart in peace. Because my eyes has seen the salvation of the Jew. The scripture is being fulfilled today. Now it is speaking from his things, from the way of acting, and the respect he gave to the baby. And something happened there. And the other one and they moved to. Because something, the scripture, was being manifested inside of their life. Inside of their life. That's why you can see exactly that the attitude of even the people toward one another. If they really have God inside of them, it will change completely. The prophet say, there's no mortal that can be in the presence of God and condemn another mortal. There's no mortal that can be in the presence of God that can condemn another. Amen. Because you will see yourself that I'm not different than my brother that is coming today. I'm not different from my Irish brother. No matter how many years I'm in the message, but I can see my sin of the past the same way as my brother. It's the same God that saved me years ago. It's the same God that's doing the same work in the life of my brother. Amen. You will not feel big than him. You feel the same level. You say, this man, he may be new among us, but we all the same way. There's nobody better than another. Because what? Because you have the revelation of the word of God. Amen. But when you don't have the revelation of the word of God, you can't even respect the things of God. Amen. You can't even respect the officers of the church. Amen. Because you have no revelation. You act, speak louder than you words. You can claim things that you can claim big things, but you respect even the order that God has established. If you can't respect it, can you tell that Jesus is there? Because God can't do things by mistake. For Brother George to be a song leader, he never planned it. And he never been a mistake. He never been a coincidence. If God knew that there was someone better there, he could look someone from Africa, he could look someone from Ireland, and put him there. But if God put him there, that is the best that God can give. That's the way things work. But when we come with our human eyes and start looking at Brother George like nobody, that is not failing to descend the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. It shows a sign that somehow you are backsliding or there's no revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have the revelation, it will speak the same thing. You will speak the same thing. Even when he's wrong, you can't dismiss him. Because imagine like a man like David, God never dismissed him. Amen. God look at him and he never dismissed the man. And he said, but this man, but when someone asks a good look, he said, this man is a horrible man. How can you call this man after on God's heart? But it's the amazing grace. It's not the work of David. It's the grace of God. And you and I, if you look past inside of our life, things we did before in the life, if it was because of our merit, I would not be able to stand here and preach the gospel. I could be the worst of one of them. There's no way I can puff up and say, no, I preach today because I'm better than one of my brother. No, it's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. And that inside of the heart, if you have the revelation, if God is dwelling there, your attitude will change completely. Toward the children of God and toward the things of God. And there to be in church, you will need nobody to force you. Because you have the revelation of who God is. Amen. You have something. You say that no matter what happened, this is a personal walk. I will walk with him. No matter even there's a few, but me, I will be among them. And God make the choice. When God choose you, God put everything that you need to worship him. Amen. And our life speak better than our word. Amen. Our act speak better than our word. Now as we come here to worship him, like the wise men, he said, we have seen his star. And you and I, we have seen his star. We come to worship him. We come to give him praise. We come him to give him glory. We want to speak to him. We want to pray that our attitude that should reflect Christ, that our life should be able to reflect Christ, that we should come out from small things, jealousy, all those small things. There are things that are not important, that we shall be able to bear the fruit of the Spirit. That we shall be able, when we can love one another, the same way God loves us. But if when we are babies, these things are still there, you can't see the reflection of Christ inside of our life. Because they come, they see his star, and the gift, they really say that this guy saw his star. They come to worship him. And our gift now, our attitude, our life toward the things of God, it will show exactly if we have saw his star. Because when we come to worship him, we come with our gift. And we give him our heart. We give him our soul. And we praise him that he shall do the things that he predestinated us to do. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, say the Lord. The one who revealed to the wise men is the same God that he revealed to you tonight. Let all stand, sing the song. Then we will enter to a time of prayer. Just pray, God, that our life shall reflect the life of the gospel. That we shall be able to manifest Christ inside of our life. That the things that we read, the things that we listen to, that those things become flesh inside of us. Because we have seen his star and we come to worship him. Let's sing the song, then we enter to a time of prayer.
Reach out, touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find his Lord to visit, to give your heart's cry. Oh,
complete, while I
Jesus.
Yeah,
great things, places,
only.
He has done great things.
He has done
great things. Thank you, Jesus. He has done great things. Lord, we love you. He has done great things, places holy. God is so good.
God is so good.
Hallelujah.
God is so good.
Hallelujah.
If anybody has any prayer request, as you want to sing the chorus and pray for the prayer request, just if the sense can I keep it, remember my wife, as she's due to deliver any time from now, if the Lord can undertake on her behalf. Let also remember the weekend services for this Christmas period, that the Lord should speak to us, should do something to our life. And I pray for anybody that is not present here tonight, the only God that is a faithful teacher that can deal faithfully with the heart of his people. If anybody has any prayer request, please don't think that we sing the chorus, and then we'll all put the prayer request together. At the end, we'll ask Brother George to close with a word of prayer, if you don't mind, brother.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, our sins and griefs to hold, our sins and griefs to be. What a privilege you carry. Everything to God is free. Oh, yeah. Oh, what peace we are faithful. Oh, yeah. Oh, what needless peace.
Oh, Everything to God is paid. Oh, have we trials and tears? Have we trials and tears? The trouble anyways, the trouble anyways, should never be discouraged. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy? Are we weak and heavily humbled with the Lord of kings? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms He'll take and shield you. Now we'll find a soul and
let's all pray for the prayer request.
Du ciel, afin que toi, le grand Je suis, le Seigneur de gloire, tu puisses se manifester dans nos vies et nous donner la force afin que nous puissions vivre la vie de ta sainte parole et manifester ta sainte parole. Seigneur Jésus-Christ, laisse que ta sainte parole puisse faire quelque chose de spécial dans nos vies. Nous puissions, de Fils Jésus-Christ, celui qui vit au siècle des siècles, nous fasse prier. Amen.
Ask for George to close the word of prayer.
Father, we thank Thee for Your goodness. We thank Thee for Your mercy, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, what better thing can we do, Father?
Yes.
Lord, than to come to Your house, Father, to hear Your word and to speak
Lord.
To Thee, O God. Father, Lord, mighty Savior, Father, we can imagine, Lord, if we were a children that didn't speak to their father.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, Father, what confusion, what sadness, what sorrow it would be to the Father, O God.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, You've created us, Father, that we'd worship Thee,
yes.
that we'd glorify Thee, that we praise Thee, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, mighty Savior, mm-hmm. Father, and we've seen even from Lord God before creation. Lord, way back, Father. Lord, even in eternity, Lord God, when Satan, oh Father, tried, Lord, to establish an empire to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Father, Lord God, tried to impersonate You, Lord God. Father, Lord, He was ahead of, Father, Lord, us in this plan, Father. But You created us, oh God. That though Satan would try what he wants with us, Father, You would still get Your worship,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Lord, all we would desire, Father, Lord, to give Thee glory, to give Thee praise, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, Father, but You know, Lord, Savior, that many times, Lord, we give praise to our jobs. We give praise, Lord, to our friends. We give praise to the things that we aren't meant to praise, Father. Lord, but we'd ask that You'd forgive us, O God.
Please,
for Lord, it's just the Adamic sinful nature that would have the best of us, O God. Father, Lord, when we look, Lord, Savior, Father, even Lord, Savior, at the measure or the scale of prayer, Father, Lord, when You would look, Lord, Father, in those vessels, Father, where
yes,
our
Lord.
Prayer individually is stored.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, we can imagine, Father, Lord, when You'd look at each individual brother, Lord, some have not prayed for so long.
Yes,
Lord, all we pray for is just pray for our food. We pray for, Lord, Savior, things that we need, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We only pray, Father, Lord, in times of, Lord, Savior, need, Lord, in times of disaster, Father. Lord, we desire to be a people, Father, oh, God, who would worship Thee, Father.
Yes,
Lord, at all all times, Lord. Father, in all seasons, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that we'd be so seasoned, Lord. Father, in your will and in your word, Lord, Father, that we'd be, Lord, Savior, like our brother said, David, who was nicknamed a man after God's own heart. Lord, when he, Lord Savior, said those notable words that he'd rather be a doormat in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the house of sinners, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, because he knew his end, Lord. Lord, he knew, Lord Savior, that all these things, Lord, would come to naught, Lord Savior God. Father, we can accumulate all wealth, Lord. We can accumulate knowledge, Lord God. But Father, one day when we cross over, these things we would leave behind, Father.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Those things that we do for you, Lord God, this night that we've, Lord Savior, all come tonight, Lord. Father, will be remembered, Lord. Father, when we cross over, Lord Savior God, help us, oh God, that, Lord, we'd not be weary in well doing, Lord Savior.
Yes,
Lord, that we do as much as we can, whilst we can, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Because we won't always have these opportunities, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we won't always have, Lord, Father, Lord God, these times, Lord God. For Father, even Lord Jesus Christ, you warned us, Father, Lord, that at a specific time, Lord, Lord, they would turn against us, Lord.
Yes.
Father, they would come against us, Lord, Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and the prophet warned us, Lord, Lord, that they would close this door, Lord. There would be no more services, oh God. Father, we would worship underground, Lord. Lord, we'd worship in secret, Lord. But whilst we still have the liberty, Lord God,
please, Lord,
we would desire, Lord, Savior, Lord, with a loud voice, Lord, with an audible voice, Lord, to say to God be the glory, Lord, Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, to worship freely, Lord, Savior, God. Mm. Father, give us, Lord, that opportunity, Lord God, for we don't desire, Lord God, to be, Lord, Savior, Father, oh God, just desperate Christians, oh God, or Christians that are constantly in desperation, oh God. We desire to be Christians at rest, Lord, Father.
Yes,
Christians,
Lord,
at liberty, oh God.
Yes.
We desire, Lord, to be your children, Lord, Savior, God. We desire, Lord God, Father, Lord, mighty Savior, Lord, if it, Lord, Savior, Father, Lord God, word that you are coming tomorrow, Lord God, though we could never say we've done enough, Lord, but we tried our best, oh God.
Mm.
Father, guide us tonight, Lord. Shepherd us, Lord, tonight, Lord, we pray. Even the word ministered, Lord, Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Let it, Lord, Savior, settle amongst our hearts, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
For where can we keep the word, Lord? Lord, if we keep it in our heads, Lord, we'd forget, Lord.
Yes.
If we keep it in our pockets, we'd lose it, Lord, Savior. Father, Lord, if it was too much in our head, Lord, Lord, we'd be too puffed up with head,
yes,
knowledge, Lord.
Lord
God. But we would desire, like David, to say, thy word have I hid in my heart, Lord,
yes,
that I'd not sin against thee, oh God.
Mm.
Lord, for Satan can never get it in the heart, Lord Savior.
Yes.
Lord, he can never get it, Lord Savior, in that secret place, Lord, where it's, Lord Savior, engraved, Lord, there in the heart, Lord. Lord and Lord Savior, when it's engraved in the heart, Lord, Lord, then our every action, like our brother said, Lord,
yes, Lord,
you'd be able to see that we were with the King, Lord, in,
yes,
heavenly,
Lord,
places, oh God. We would, Lord Savior, have the actions of Christ, Lord.
Please, Lord.
We would have, Lord, the acts of the apostles amidst,
please,
us, oh
Lord,
God. Father, we ask your grace, Lord. Father, we ask your mercy, Lord, Savior God. Remembering those needs that be amidst us, Lord, for our,
please, Lord,
sister Sheki, Lord God.
Please, Lord.
Father, as Christians or as brethren in their position, Lord God,
mm,
we'd be able to speak, Lord Savior, Lord, and say, Father, oh God, may you, Lord Savior, bring our sister a painless and a quick delivery, Lord Savior,
amen,
God. Let things, Lord Savior, happen, Lord Savior. Father, even Lord Savior, before, Father,
yes,
oh
Lord,
Lord, our services and our meetings come, Lord Savior,
yes,
in the next few days, yes, Lord Savior,
please,
God,
Lord,
that we'd give glory unto thee, Lord Savior.
Yes.
For Lord, Father, Lord God, our brother, Lord Savior, would be free, Lord, to come to thine house,
amen,
Lord. Lord, to partake of thine word, Lord,
yes,
Savior, God.
Lord.
Father, we ask your grace, Lord, in that way.
Please,
bring, Lord,
Lord,
to brother Francois's home, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, a fine and a peaceful delivery, Lord, we,
yes,
pray. Lord, all the needs that we would have for sister Eve as well.
Please.
You know, Lord, a condition, Father. You are God who giveth healing, Lord. Lord,
yes,
the doctor,
Lord,
may be able, Lord, Father, to fix whatever the situation is, Lord. But you, Lord Savior, heal the situation, Lord,
yes,
Savior God. You, Lord Savior, make sure that situation restores back to normal, Lord Savior God.
Amen.
Father, we commit all our other needs that we would have, Lord. Whatever the needs, Lord. Father, you see, Lord Savior, many brethren, Lord Savior, at work, whatever, Lord, the situation.
Yes.
Father, give grace, Lord. Lord, that they would find time, Lord, even in the next service to come to thine,
please,
house, Lord Savior God. Guide us as we part. Keep us as we part, Lord Savior. Help us, Lord, that we'd keep thee at heart, Lord Savior God.
Please, Lord.
Let us not get caught up, Lord, Father, in this, Lord Savior. Lord, dark Christmas, Lord Savior,
yes,
where
sir,
man would be celebrating, Lord God, Lord, with alcohol, Lord. Father, Lord, with Lord Savior, music, Lord, and laughter, oh God. We would desire, Lord Savior, Lord, to remember the true meaning of Christmas, yeah, Lord man. Savior. For Lord, it brought us salvation, Lord. Mm. Lord, and you, Lord Savior, Lord, are no longer a child in a stable, Lord. Yes, but man. You, Lord Savior, have risen, Lord Savior. Father, Lord God, Lord, and have conquered death, hell, and the grave, Lord. Lord, yes, and have, Lord Savior, up, Lord Savior, tonight on your mercy seat, Lord Savior, interceding on our behalf, oh God. Yes. Lord Savior, whilst you still interceding as a God of mercy, we would desire, Lord, to place prayers before thee, O God. Father, give us grace, Lord, and give us a reality. Give us a revelation, Lord, Father, of the day and the hour that we dwelleth amidst, Lord. Father, as we see those things happening in the motherland, Israel, Lord Savior. Lord, meaning our time is so short, Lord, yes, God. Give us, Lord, grace, Lord, that we'd be able to go out there and search out those souls, Lord, that you, Lord Savior, Lord, desire for us, Lord, to bring out, Lord Savior God. For, Lord, we've not come to, Lord Savior, enrich in our pockets, Lord, but we've come to enrich your kingdom, Father. Lord God, with those that you predestined before creation, O God. Bless, Lord Savior, all our means, Lord, that our hearts and our desires and our minds can be focused, Lord, even upon thee, O God. Lord, the many that we not see, Lord Savior, for long, Lord Savior, we ask that you would bring them back, Lord, to thine house, Lord.
Please, Lord.
We pray for Sister Dube's relative, that young boy, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you know him, Lord Savior. You know them all by name, Lord Savior. Father, you know sees where all those other young men, Lord, that were coming, Lord, in the past, Lord. Father, we commit them unto thee, Lord, and we ask your grace, Lord.
Please,
Lord, that you'd call them out again and bring them, Lord. Father, we remember now we remember, Lord Savior Selby. Lord Father, we would not desire, Lord, to be selfish Christians, Lord. Lord Father, but we desire, Lord, Lord, to intercede just like Abraham, Lord, when he
yes,
did
Lord.
For Lot upon their behalf, O God. Yes. Bring them to thine house, Lord, we pray. Lord, we ask your grace, Lord. Keep us now as we part, Lord God. Let us not part with thee, O God. Lord, as we would part one with another, Lord Savior God. Give us now your grace. Give us now your mercy. Provide our needs we have in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's sing the chorus. Then we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We meet on Sunday by God's grace.
He's an answer in God. Hallelujah. He's an answer in God.
He's an answer in God.
When I hear Jesus' name. And by faith, yes, we can.
Hallelujah is an answer. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah is an answer. Hallelujah, hallelujah is an answer. He answers all my needs when I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah is an answer.